Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
There, it's okay. Do you know who I am? Hey, eyes on me. Stay awake from me, okay? Yeah, you do recognize me, don't you? You remember? Hey, shh, it's alright. You're safe. You're okay. You're with me now. And I'm here to protect you. I'm always here to protect you. It's okay. I can see you're still confused. That's normal. It usually takes people a couple of minutes to fully resurface from anesthetics. You're a hard man to track down. Is what I'd like to say, but you're pretty much an open book. I wouldn't try to talk if I were you. Well, I don't know that you could anyway, seeing as you're gagged. How does it taste? Those are my panties in your mouth, you know. Oh, there he is. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello. Anyway, where was I? Oh. Yeah, I was just explaining how it was all too easy coercing you into my apartment and drugging you. Oh. You were quite a dirty boy, meeting up with random gamer girls you watch on Twitch. But that's alright. That's why we're here. On this, the date of your birth. To purify you. For you, my true love's sake, I've become a nun. Or at least as close as I could get. Which was the slutty nun costume. But it was all I could get on short notice, okay? I didn't exactly have time to get me to a nunnery. I gotta say, it's pretty comfy. I never really used to wear skirts before this, let alone ones this short, but it's pretty nice. I've always been a tomboy. That's kind of how I got started playing games on Twitch, because, I don't know, I just felt at home. And that's where you found me. Ooh, can you see anything when I bend over? What about when I wiggle my hips like this? I sure hope not, since I had to stuff my panties in your mouth. I mean, and together on this deserted island, I'm going to exorcise your demons. So that our pure souls may be unified. Now, there's no need to be brutish. And I can't understand what you're raving about anyway, so you might as well can it and let me explain the rules. So, here's how this is gonna go. I don't really have time for the whole trials and tribulations thing, so we're gonna do the Cliff Notes version. The typical hero's journey usually has him encounter the unknown, which is our mysterious little island here. Ooh. Check. And then he's supposed to have a call to action, which is what I'm doing right now. And then he's supposed to meet some sort of mentor, either an old person or someone with more experience than them. And since I didn't really think you wanted to be in some random old person's clothes, I had to procure some of my exes. I hope you don't mind a little blood. I made sure he didn't have anything gunky, like STDs or anything in his blood, so you should be safe. Should be. and since we don't really have time to do a bunch of tests to face, I'll just give you one big main conflict. It says here that your lowest point is supposed to be death and rebirth. But I don't really know what to do about that, so how about if you don't go through with this, I'll just kill you and find someone else to eternally pledge myself to, mind, body, and soul? It's finally starting to sink in, huh? I can really tell. I mean, we don't really need the revelations part until way later, but I'm gonna tick off that box right now so we know we got it. Mm-hmm. So in a moment, I'm gonna set you free out that door over there, and your shackles will be on a timed release, and you will then have free roam of the entire island.
But what's the conflict if you're just gonna set me free?
You ask. Silly bug, you didn't really think you were gonna get away from me that easily, did you? Just think about it. In the movies, there's always something that comes along that tries to separate the happy couple or puts a strain on the relationship. Well, think of this as a little test to see if our relationship can withstand being separated. Not that I really have any doubt in my mind about whether or not we'll be able to overcome this. I'm an excellent tracker. I've gotten lots and lots of practice. After all, I've been stalking you for months. My love. Here. Let me help you up. Oh, I love that you're being so compliant now. I get it. You're probably feeling a little stir-crazy after being cooped up in there for so long. You probably just want to stretch your legs a little. You're free to frolic around in the forest as long as you want to. It's pretty remote out there, after all. And here we are. Right past that door is a giant playground just waiting for us to run free. To find each other and fall into a lover's embrace. It's gonna be so romantic. Okay. It's nice to get some fresh air in. It's so stuffy in here. Alright, out you go. I'll give you a little bit of a head start, okay? Don't miss me too much. I'll be with you again soon enough. Yeah. not come out wherever you are. Following running water. Really. Honestly, if I didn't love you so much, I would be offended. Granted, it was definitely the right choice that would have made the most sense. But I'm not stupid, darling. I'm rather smart, you know. It takes a lot of savvy to be a competitive gamer and stalk you full-time. And now you're... what? Hiding in a bush? I know I didn't exactly fall in love with you for your brains, but... you know, I thought you'd do better than this. You might as well give up. I know exactly where you are. In fact, I could take my time. Take my steps. Nice and slow. One by one by one. Before finally... Boo! I'll find you, you know. It's only a matter of time. I told you I knew where you were. You weren't even out here for very long. Maybe you were just too excited to be with me. Oh, silly lovey-dove. I understand. I love a man who knows what he wants. Back on these go. Hey, hey, hey. What are you struggling for? We did it. We found each other, even in adversity. What, are you not happy to see me? Honey, please, stop struggling. It's... stop. Stop it. Stop it. It's... you're not being very polite. What do you mean you don't want to be here? Shh, baby, that's crazy talk. I bet the drugs are just still making you loopy. That's it. You can't just... no, stop. Stop saying that. That you'd rather die than be with me? You hate me. You hate me? You're here with me, aren't you? You do love me. You do. Otherwise, what have I been doing the past couple of months? This isn't right. This can't be. Let you go. Yes, let you go. I can do that. I They say that if you love them, you'll let them go. I can set you free right now. Set your soul free. No? All right. How about we cut a deal? Stop struggling, or I'll shoot an arm off. That's cute, but who do you really think is stronger right now? I'm on top of you, with a gun to your face. That's what I thought. Okay, now. Why? Stay still. I wouldn't want to accidentally step on an eyeball. Good boy. Oh, your eyes are about just as big as dinner plates looking up at me like that. What's the matter? I doubt this is your first time looking up a lady's skirt. Or is it that you didn't believe me when I said I used my panties to gag you? Oh no, it couldn't be that. I see them peeking out from your pocket. Dirty boy. What exactly were you gonna do with them? Ready? Oh, and if you even think about fighting or biting, I'll shoot your dick clean off. I'll bet you've never had a girl sit on your face in the forest like this. In any case, let's make a bet. If I come first, I'll let you go free. Shackles off, no small claws, I'll leave you alone forever. But if you come first, then you're mine to do with as I wish. Well, I mean, it's not like you have any other options right now. So, deal? Someone's eager. As if I'd let you beat me. Exactly how I'd hoped. I can't get enough. I can barely fit my mouth around you. You're filling me up so much. Oh, fuck yeah. I keep running your tongue over my clit like that. Eventually. I want this. You want me. You want the sweet release of letting your thick hot load flow down my throat. You know it. I know it. Just give in. Besides, would it really be so bad belonging to me anyway? I could blow you like this every day if you wanted it. And 10 times over if that's what you really needed. I'd be so devoted to you. All you'd have to do is be devoted to me too. What's the outside world ever done for you that I couldn't anyway? You really want to go back to your normal, boring life. Day in and day out, the same synchronic tedium. I can make your life worth living again. You know I could. I would make every day so amazing for you, my love. You're getting so close. I can feel your balls tighten. How about I fondle them a little? Massage them like this. They take you deeper and deeper down my tight, warm throat. You're getting good at this game. You're actually getting me pretty close. You like it when I ride your face like that, don't you? Look! If you swirl your tongue around my asshole like that, I might come faster. It's not fair. I guess I'll have to deep throat you. Oh, is that a whimper? You're just on the brink, baby. Oh, I can feel it. How much longer do you really think you're gonna last? That's it, baby. Come. Just come for me. Blow your giant hot love down my throat, baby. Sucks to suck, sweetheart. You're all mine. And since you've already started, you might as well finish the job. Oh. What? You're refusing to do it? Let's see how strong your will is with a blow to the stomach. And a gun to your dick. So what do you say? Are you feeling brave? Or are you gonna be a good boy and make me come? Oh, fuck. That's it. That's right. Oh, fuck. Fuck, it's so good. You're so fucking good. Just keep flicking your tongue over my clit. And bite my pussy lips a little. I can take the pain. Fuck, fucking tongue fuck my ass if you want to. I just want to feel you. I just want to grind my hips hard against your face. And push down harder and harder. Fuck, fuck, this is so fucking good. God, you're so fucking good. I just want to squeeze my thighs tighter and tighter around your head. Yeah. How does it feel to be trapped between a woman's legs? Fuck, fuck. I know you're getting off on it. You already rock hard again. Even with a gun cocked in. Well, your cock. You're just a nasty fucking pervert who's totally enjoying getting his face fucked with a gun to his dick. And I bet you're a nasty pain slut too. What if I just press down with my hands on your neck? Under the crushing pressure of my hands and my hips and my legs, and you're still eating my pussy like a fucking starving man. That's it. Look, that's it. Fuck, 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 fuck. Keep going, Yeah, 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 yeah. Like that. Faster, faster. Yeah. Fuck, 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 yeah. Fuck, suck on my clit a little. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm not letting you fucking breathe until I come, yeah? Oh, faster. More, yeah. Are you getting on your hands and knees to pledge devotion to me? But honey, you said you didn't want to be with me, remember? You couldn't wait to get away from me. And you pretty much, well, you outright said you'd rather die than be with me. I could honor that, if you really wanted. Anything? You'd do anything for me. Oh. And would you die?